beards.
Women like beards.
You've probably got a massive manly one. I've got this pathetic patchy stubble. But as you probably know, in general at the minute, most British soldiers are not allowed to grow a beard. But according to this article in The Sun in December, that may soon change. It says, close shave, army chief agrees to review ban on beards, but won't make a decision until next year. That's now. But in the meantime, while those decisions are still being made, there are certain roles within the army where beards are permitted. Drum majors, bugle majors, pipe majors, and yep, goat majors. That's a whole nother story. They're all allowed beards. But the role I want to quickly talk about today is the role of pioneer sergeant, and actually pioneers more generally, or assault pioneers as they're now called. For a brief intro to the assault pioneers and the role of pioneer sergeant, I found this useful article on forces.net. It says, the pioneer sergeant is one of the few positions within the British Army allowed to have a beard when on parade. Pioneer sergeants have existed since the 1700s. The tradition began when every British infantry company had one pioneer who would march in front of the regiment. He would wear a stout apron which protected his uniform whilst he was performing his duties, and he would carry an axe to clear the path for anyone following behind. That sounds like a bloody difficult job, to be fair. Now, according to this website, which is Legion, Canada's military history magazine, pioneers appear in the pay and muster rolls of the British garrison at Calais in 1346. By the 1600s, pioneer contingents under their own command were attached to the artillery and later with the 7th of Foot, the Royal Fusiliers. By 1739, the Foot Guards had organised and maintained a detachment. The Black Watch and other infantry regiments followed. By the 18th century, British infantry battalions were detailing sections or squads of pioneers under the command of a corporal or sergeant. Their main tasks were to perform or supervise heavy construction work. So basically, these poor buggers were expected to carry the same kit as everyone else, plus axes, billhooks, saws and spades. Luckily, to find out more about the job during this era, I found this really good video, this interview with a reenactor who performs the role of a pioneer sergeant during the War of 1812. Let's hear a bit more what he has to say.
And basically the function on the battlefield is that you can compare it to a combat engineer in more modern talk. So you're taking out barricades, you're building barricades or navigating tight passages, things that need to move, be destroyed or built.
Now, these lads don't seem to have been the subject of too many contemporary paintings, but I have found a couple of images online that are interesting. Modern model makers, on the other hand, seem to really appreciate them, and there are a few like these that you can buy online. As you can see, they all wore that stout apron that we mentioned earlier. That was meant to protect their uniform. Part of their job was the rather gruesome one of killing horses who were wounded in battle. As part of that, they'd have to chop off one of their legs because it had some form of identification on, which the rider of the horse would then hand in to get a new one to prove he hadn't sold it. Or at least that's my understanding. Pretty gruesome work, and you can see why the apron would be very important. I'm not sure when the growing of a beard became compulsory, but it seems, according to a bit of research, that it was to protect the face when they were doing blacksmithing duties. An alternative theory is that during Roman times, these guys worked so hard that they had to be on the road before everybody else and therefore were excused shaving. I don't know if that's true. If you've got any information on that, please comment below. I'd love to know more. Anyway, how's this for a photo? Bloody brilliant, isn't it? It's from the late Victorian era and shows a pioneer Lance Sergeant of the Coldstream Guards with his missus. Side note, Lance Sergeant is the Foot Guards equivalent of a corporal. Oh, and also note the crossed axes above his chevrons. Personally, I think they look brilliant.
By the way, gents, if you love this sort of military history, then please do consider signing up for my Patreon account, which is patreon.com/redcoathistory. It's currently just $5 a month, and for that you get all of my content early, about 2 weeks before it gets released on YouTube, plus it's ad-free. It's also a great way to keep in touch with me, so if that sounds like your sort of thing, please check it out. Any money I raise there will go towards helping to make more fantastic content, get to more battlefields, and to keep these stories alive. All right, back to the film.
Anyway, let's skip forward a bit, because in World War I, entire battalions became pioneers. Essentially, pioneer battalions sat somewhere between infantrymen and Royal Engineers. They kind of had a foot in both camps, so to speak. Now, according to this article on the longlongtrail.co.uk, they would be given special training in entrenching, road making, demolition, and other work which could generally come under the description of pioneering. Because it was envisaged that these units would spend much of their time digging, they were ordered to ensure that at least 50% of their strength should be composed of men who were used to working with pick and shovel. The other 50% had to possess a recognised trade. The skills decreed as appropriate ranged from masons and bricklayers to those found in any of the metal trades. Yet because these units would be used at the front, even the skilled men were to be instructed in trench digging. Now the units designated as pioneers wore a crossed rifle and pick on their collar. And those battalions that became pioneer battalions included the 1st 6th Battalion Welsh Regiment, 11th Service Battalion Leicestershire Regiment, the 9th Service Battalion of the Gordon Highlanders and many, many others. But don't be fooled, they did also fight and they fought hard. On numerous occasions they dropped their spades and battled the Germans with rifles. During the German offensives of 1918, several pioneer battalions were almost wiped out. In the Second World War, the Pioneer Corps was formed. There's a good article here on the National Army Museum website all about the Royal Pioneer Corps. And it says that in September 1939, works labour companies were formed from reservists. A month later, these were grouped together to form the Auxiliary Military Pioneer Corps, AMPC. From its inception, this was ranked as a combatant unit, a status no previous pioneer unit had achieved. In June 1940, many of the AMPC's companies had to be pressed into use as combat troops during the Battle of France before being evacuated. In November 1940, the unit was renamed the Pioneer Corps. Its recruits included Jewish and anti-Nazi refugees who had fled from Austria, Germany and Eastern Europe. Heavier engineering work remained with the Royal Engineers, but the light engineering tasks, including building anti-aircraft emplacements on the home front, working on Mulberry harbours for D-Day and serving during beach assaults in France and Italy, were those of the Pioneer Corps. They also carried stretchers, built airfields, repaired railways, and moved stores and supplies. Busy lads. By May 1945, the Corps included around 180,000 British personnel and 400,000 Commonwealth members. The following year it gained a royal prefix in recognition of its wartime contribution. In 1993 though, the Royal Pioneer Corps was merged and became part of the Royal Logistic Corps. Phew, it's 30 degrees here today, I'm sweating. And so we come full circle back to today's modern British Army.
We can do most things the engineers can do, everything from getting the guys dug in on defensive positions, living in trenches.
It says online that since the Falklands conflict of 1982, most line infantry regiments have reintroduced the establishment of one assault pioneer platoon commanded by an assault pioneer sergeant as part of the headquarters company or support company. The modern pioneers are fully trained in mine warfare, field defences, including obstacles, explosives and demolitions, water supply and general engineering tasks. The modern pioneer sergeant is normally responsible directly to Battalion HQ as their combat engineering advisor. It's also worth pointing out that the Australian and Canadian armies have assault pioneers, as of course does the French Foreign Legion. They famously march at the head of the Foreign Legion detachments during ceremonial parades. Oh, and before we wrap up, one more point about beards. Firstly, it seems we'll probably get an announcement soon as to whether they'll be changing the rules about beards to move the army in line with the Navy and Air Force. Sounds to me like it will definitely happen. That's the mood music I'm picking up on. If you're a serving soldier and you disagree or you don't think the rules should change, please comment below. I'd be interested to hear what you guys think.
Beard, no beard.
In the meantime, there are exceptions to the rules. As well as the jobs we discussed earlier, soldiers can grow a beard for medical reasons or because of religion, for example. Strict Sikhs aren't allowed to cut their beard and so they're allowed to wear them. Anyway, like I say, comment below how you feel about beards. If you're from another country, what are the rules in your armed forces? Let me know below.